and folded over into shocks, about 6 feet high and about 15 or 20 feet apart, depending on how heavy the hay was. And then after it has seasoned a certain length of time, then they'll take it and take it to the barn, put it, haul it from the shop, load it onto the hay wagon, and haul it to the barn and pile it up into the loft, which is entirely into the dry weather, from the weather, dry, under roof, all under roof. And then they feed it from that big hay loft into the stalls as they need it, to the stock. Or if they haven't got room in the hay loft for all the hay, then they'll pile it into a big haystack outside the barn. And sometimes during the winter, the stock can either eat around, eat directly from the haystack around the edge of it.
Was this covered? Was there a covering over it sometimes?
They didn't have to be. Sometimes they could be covered, and sometimes they could be. In other words, the hay will stand a certain amount of rain. Probably the rain runs down around the hay, and just maybe a lot of it just runs off. But I don't think. I think by the time the hay is cured and into the stack, mildew then is not a problem.
And that's the same way they treat hay here? The same process in Florida?
As I say, Florida is not a hay-producing state.
But what hay is produced is done the same way?
I assume that it's done in a similar way.
Okay, good. What do you call the place where the horses are kept on a farm?
The stable.
Okay. What do you call a special farm for producing milk and other products?
Dairy.
Okay, do you use the word dairy for anything else? Have you heard the word dairy applied to anything else?
Well, a dairy, to a town person, would be the person that sells you the milk. He could be a person that had nothing to do with producing the milk. He could buy the milk and from the wholesale and be a be a packer. He could just be the packer. But the word dairy is goes all the way from the milk cow to the dairy case in the store.
But dairy is also used for a place, sometimes underground or sometimes in a barn or other building, where produce is kept for the winter. It's kept cool so that it can be eaten in the winter.
I think I know what you have in mind now. This farm up in Maryland had a cellar under the kitchen, a cold spring water ran through the cellar. They didn't have ice in those days during the summer, but the water was so cold that they didn't need ice for normal purpose. But they had this cellar had this cold water running through it in a little trench, and they would put crocks of milk in this trench, and that cellar might have been called the dairy room.
Were there ever places like that here in Florida that you know of?
No, I never heard of one in Florida, but up the country it was very commonplace for a farm to have that cold room to keep the milk in. And then they'd skim off the cream and churn it for butter.
Yeah.
And give the skim milk to the pigs.
Well,
now they pay a premium to get skim milk.
Yeah, now they give it to people.
Yeah, and pay a premium for it.
Yeah, it's not easy to get sometimes. What do you call the place where the cows and other livestock go to feed or to graze?
The pasture.
Okay, fine. What do you call the place where corn and cotton are grown?
A field.
And what about tobacco?
I'd say tobacco's a field, too.
A field, too? Okay, what about a patch? Would you ever say a patch of cotton or a patch of tobacco?
You